Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump is calling his $1.5 trillion Republican tax overhaul the best Christmas present of all. It could be on his desk for a signature by the end of the week. It is the most significant change to the U.S. tax code in more than 30 years, but critics say it's a gift for some, but a lump of coal for others. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money and the podcast Better Off, joins us. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So we're going to keep doing this, I think, for weeks. Just look at different parts of this hundreds and hundreds of pages of tax plan. But start with people already thinking about preparing taxes, you know, for next year. How hard is it going to be? How different is it going to be?
You know, it really depends on who you are, how much money you earn, how you earn your money, where you live. Do you take itemized deductions? I think that the best advice is to kind of breathe a little bit and pull your last year's tax returns out. That's going to be a big enough task for some people. Just to say, let me look at it and let me look at what last year looked like for myself. Did I itemize? Did I take the standard deduction? And familiarize yourself with this because, frankly, a lot of people are sort of disconnected from what this process means.
Well, especially if you have someone else do it. Now, the new plan almost doubles the standard deduction for married couples. It goes from about $12,000 to $24,000. So what's the impact there? How will that impact whether or not people itemize?
Well, you know, right now, about 70% of taxpayers take the standard deduction, and that amount is probably going to go up to over 85%. That should make their lives, whoever is claiming that standard deduction, somewhat easier. But the best way to think about the standard deduction is to see how it plays with two other things that happened in this new bill, and that is that we got rid of the personal exemption that's current law where individuals got $4,050 for each of the people in the family. So we got rid of that personal exemption. And some people might say, oh my God, that's terrible because I claim my kids as personal exemptions. But you also get this new child tax credit. So I think that when you put these three things together, a doubling of the standard deduction, loss of personal exemptions, and increase in the child tax credit, many families will do better off, at least for the next 8 years. Remember, most of these provisions on the individual side, they go away after 2025.
Yeah, and I think Republicans are counting on Democrats, if they are in power in 8 years, not overturning that. But staying with some of the thoughts here, homeowners can still deduct mortgage interest for loans of up to $750,000. But the real estate industry says the bill will cool demand for housing. Now, we should say it's thought that the biggest benefit out of this plan goes to commercial real estate, which, of course, the Trumps are very involved in. But talk about just, you know, people, homeowners.
Okay. So first of all, if you're panicking right now, this is grandfathering in your current home mortgage. Okay. So don't freak out. You're allowed to deduct your home mortgage interest on debt up to $1 million currently. Now, the new plan would mean that you could only deduct a mortgage interest up to $750,000. So if you live in an area where there's high-priced homes and people use big mortgages, this could essentially start to change the dynamics of those areas. Some economists are saying we could see a reduction of up to 10% in house prices in those areas. It will be neighborhood by neighborhood. Everyone take a deep breath. It's not all happening. You don't have to do anything right away.
And we didn't do it all today, but we'll keep doing it. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News, host of Jill on Money. Thanks as always.
Sure. Take care.